From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palka reporting. Earthquake in New Zealand. There have been numerous aftershocks on New Zealand's South Island today following a powerful 7.8 magnitude quake earlier in the day near the resort town of Kaikoura. John Key, New Zealand's Prime Minister, visited the quake site.
Sadly, on the best information we have, there have been two fatalities. At this point, we're unable to give you precise information of what caused those fatalities. In terms of getting a better assessment of what happens next, we have military helicopters that are available to us.
Communications have been disrupted and roads damaged in the affected area. A 6.3 quake in Christchurch in 2011 killed 185 people and caused widespread damage. Muslim leaders in Mauritania have urged authorities to execute a blogger who has been sentenced to death for apostasy for challenging decisions by Islam's Prophet Muhammad. The blogger has been in custody for nearly 3 years. If carried out, his execution would be the first in the country since 1987. Mauritania, an Islamic republic located in northwest Africa, tolerates slavery and female genital mutilation. A suicide bomber killed 6 people and wounded 6 others today near the southern Iraqi city of Karbala. The bombing also came as Shiites prepared to end a 40-day mourning period commemorating the 7th century death of Prophet Muhammad's grandson, Imam Hussein. A committee of Israeli government ministers has approved a bill to legalize Jewish settlements on private Palestinian land. The measure must pass multiple hearings in parliament and be approved by the Supreme Court. Israel regards the settlements as part of its security and says the Palestinian refusal to recognize a Jewish state is an impediment to the peace. This is V.